Welcome to this special holiday edition of SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and a little lagniappe. And we'll celebrate today the 2019 Thanksgiving of sports. I'll be on the road during the upcoming Thanksgiving week, and while traveling in the Bayou State of Louisiana to visit places both north and south of I-10, connected via I-49, I might add, my lovely wife, we'll call her Swamp Mommy, and I will be enjoying a week of fun and family. Now here at SwampSwami.com, we're family too. We share a common bond with our desire to learn more about the inner workings of the sports scene. We like to celebrate sports achievements, whether it's the rise of the unknown such as the Minnesota Golden Gophers, or to marvel at the amazing continued success of the New England Patriots football team. We also take note of the cringeworthy moments in sports too. Sports can be a healthy outlet to take our minds off of work, personal problems, and of course, politics. With Thanksgiving 2019 coming up, let's take a few minutes to recognize and give some thanks to this year's best sports stories. First, let's go with Joe Burrow and the magical LSU passing show. Let's face it, Tiger fans, it seems like a dream, but don't wake us up in 2019 watching this LSU offense. Led by likely Heisman Trophy quarterback Joe Burrow, the surprising LSU passing game is ranked second in the nation. Let me repeat that. LSU's passing game is rated second in the nation in passing yards with over 360 yards per game via the air. Burrow's receivers seem as good as those on most NFL teams too. Dare I remind Tiger Nation that LSU's last two national championships, coming in 2003 and 2007, also came in championship games played in the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans. Guess where this year's championship game will be played? That's right. Happy Thanksgiving, LSU. Now let's take a look at Teddy Bridgewater's saintly performance. Now here's a guy who generally was overlooked during the 2014 NFL draft as he fell to the final pick of the draft in the first round by the Minnesota Vikings. After two good seasons with the Vikings as their quarterback, Teddy suffered a rather significant left leg injury which sidelined him for over 19 months, or two NFL seasons. In 2017, Bridgewater signed a contract to play for the New York Jets, but then the Jets shipped him to New Orleans to be the backup quarterback to Drew Brees. This season, Drew Brees was injured with a throwing hand thumb problem, and Teddy came off the bench, and he led the Saints to a 5-0 mark until Brees returned from this thumb injury. Regardless of what happens the rest of this year in New Orleans, free agent Teddy Bridgewater will be offered a whole lot of money in 2020 and years beyond. Next, the officials, referees, and umpires. Now these are the guys who have been getting hammered, and in some cases for good reason this year. In football, the game officials have become so reliant on instant replays, they're becoming more reluctant to throw penalty flags during pass interference plays too. In baseball, the umpires are getting hammered for missing balls and strike calls, and those bang-bang plays at the bases too. The reason? Instant replay. Maybe it's time to scale back instant replay and force the coaches on the field to make decisions about using instant replays. Give football, baseball, and basketball coaches at least a couple of opportunities per game to question a call. The officials are suffering from video paranoia, and they need to do their jobs without feeling that every single play is being reviewed. Let's celebrate Minnesota sports this year. Between the Minnesota Twins winning the American League Central Division and the Minnesota Golden Gophers winning their first nine games of this football season for the first time in 60 years, 2019 has been a great year for the land of 10,000 lakes. A salute to baseball's 2019 Wacky World Series. For the first time in professional sports history, the Washington Nationals and Houston Astros seven-game World Series featured a total of zero wins for the home team. The odds were less than 0.5% on a seven-game series without a single home field winner. The Nationals' surprising win over the Astros will remain on the record books for a long, long time to come. Another sports story for this year to note, Andrew Luck retires from the NFL. The former Stanford and Indianapolis Colts quarterback has been injured so many times that he finally called it quits during this year's preseason in 2019. The four-time Pro Bowl quarterback, in the years he wasn't injured, that is, has just turned 30 years old. He and his wife also just announced the birth of their first child, a baby girl, a couple of weeks ago. Maybe his luck is starting to turn. Or how about the 2019 golf quiz? Quick, can you name the four men's tour major championship winners this year? If you said Tiger Woods, congratulations. You're 25% correct. He won the Masters in April. The others? Well, it was Brooks, Mr. Excitement Koepka, who won the PGA in its new early time slot in May. The US Open was captured by Gary, I'm almost as boring to watch, Woodland. And the British Open Championship went to Shane, hey, at least I'm from Ireland, Lowry. 2019 marked another vanishing year for golfers Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, and Ricky Fowler. Come on, guys, we need you back in the mix in 2020. Also in 2019, what would the year be without Where's Waldo? I mean, Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown was traded from the Pittsburgh Steelers to Oakland. Then he found a way to get traded from the Raiders to the New England Patriots. Then his personal problems finally caught up to him and he got cut there after 2 weeks. AB is now trying to make yet another comeback before the end of 2019. I doubt it. Sure, it's been a year of mostly self-inflicted bad news for Antonio Brown, but he sure made things interesting for us sports observers during much of this year. Also noteworthy in 2019, the AAF, Arena Football, and the XFL. The new spring football league called the Association of American Football came onto the scene in February and then bit the dust less than 3 months later. After more reboots than anyone can remember, the 32-year-old Arena Football League recently announced that it is shutting down operations this year too. Now, Vince McMahon wants you to believe that football fans will flock to his new and improved reboot of the XFL coming in February 2020. Yeah, right, Vince. We'll give you three Thanksgiving turkeys for you. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone. Go easy on that dessert. We'll start our holiday diets together next week. I'm Swamp Swami. See you again soon.